जा सकते हैं, इसमें शक्ति ये बन जाती है। भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की जय। नंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। श्री हरिदास ठाकुर तिरुभाव दिवस महा महोत्सव की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। हरे कृष्ण। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो वन chapter 13 entitled Dhritarashtra Quits Home, text 23. Oh Mahiyasi Jantor Jivitasha Yatha Bhavan Bhima Pavarajitam Pindam Adatte Grahapalavat Aho Mahiyasi Jantor Jivitasha Yatha Bhavan Bhima Pavarjitam Pindam Adatte Grahapalava Aho Mahiyasi Jantor Jivitasha Yatha Bhavan Napavarjitam Pindam Adatte Grahapalavat Aho Mahiyasi Jantor Jivitasha Yatha Bhavan Himapavarjitam Pindam Adatte Grahapalavat Matajis? Oh, alas, Mahiyasi, powerful, Jantoho, of the living beings, Jivitasha, hope for life, Yatha, as much as, Bhavan, you are, Bhima, of Bhimsen, Apavarjitam, remnants, pindam, foodstuff, adatte, eaten by, grahapalavat, like a household dog. Translation and by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, alas, how powerful are the hopes of a living being to continue his life. Verily, you are living just like a household dog and are eating remnants of food given by Bhima. Purport, a sadhu should never flatter kings or rich men to live comfortably at their cost. A sadhu is to speak to the householders about the naked truth of life so that they may come to their senses about the precarious life in material existence. Dhritarashtra is a typical example of an attached old man in household life. He had become a pauper in the true sense, yet he wanted to live comfortably in the house of the Pandavas, of whom Bhima especially is mentioned, because personally he killed two prominent sons of Dhritarashtra, namely Duryodhan and Dushasan. These two sons were very much dear to him for their notorious and nefarious activities. And Bhima is particularly pointed out because he killed these two pet sons. Why was Dhritarashtra living there at the house of Pandavas? Because he wanted to continue his life comfortably, even at the risk of all humiliation. Vidura therefore was astonished how powerful is the urge to continue life. This sense of continuing one's life indicates that a living being is eternally a living entity and does not want to change his bodily habitation. The foolish man does not know that a particular term of bodily existence is awarded to him to undergo a term of imprisonment, and the human body is awarded after many, many births and deaths as a chance for self-realization to go back home, back to Godhead. But persons like Dhritarashtra try to make plans to live there in a comfortable position with profit and interest, for they do not see things as they are. Dhritarashtra is blind and continues to hope to live comfortably in the midst of all kind of reverses of life. A sadhu like Vidura is meant to awaken such blind persons and thus help them go back to Godhead, where life is eternal. Once going there, no one wants to come back to this material world of miseries. We can just imagine how responsible a task is entrusted to a sadhu like Mahatma Vidura. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitam Shah He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, today is a very auspicious day of Ananda Chaturdashi and disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur. So, I seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees. I will briefly try to speak on this verse and then I would like to speak upon the glories of the holy name to honor Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. And also I would like to speak upon the disappearance pastime of Namacharya. So, Vidura, he is actually here trying to scold Dhritarashtra, trying to wake him up out of his slumber, because the soul is sleeping. So he is using very sharp words in the series of verses. So herein he says that, you are living like a dog eating the remnants being thrown by Bhima. Now, Yudhishthira Maharaj is actually the king. So, ideally, technically speaking, he is being provided by Yudhishthira Maharaj. But Vidura uses the word Bhima. You are being maintained at the remnants of Bhima. Because amongst the Pandavas, the greatest rivalry Dhritarashtra and his sons had was with Bhima. Therefore, he is trying to shake him up out of his slumber and cut off his attachment to continue to live comfortably in the palace. So, Mahatma Vidura has returned back to palace, not for himself but for Dhritarashtra. And again, he is going to leave the palace. So, he has just come to take him along with. So, we see the pure devotees also, they come to the material world to take us back from here and not settle comfortably over here. So, herein, Vidura is saying, Bhima Pavarjitam Pindam. The word foodstuff, for the word foodstuff, Pindam is used. Pinda is given after the death. But herein, they're saying you are already like a dead person living over here, right? Eating pindas. You should accept these pindas after your glorious departure. Right? But you are like a dead person living over here. So, Vidura is trying to shake him up. So actually, Vidura has always tried to give him good advice. Vidura, he had tried several times before to bring Dhritarashtra on the right track. But he has not succeeded. But now, Vidura realized that this time he will mostly be successful because the time has striked. Time has striked. So, those who do not learn lesson by hearing, the inevitable time will strike. And when the time strikes, then a person is shaken up by the time. Or ultimately, everyone is forced to become detached in due course of time. So the time has striked, and Dhritarashtra, all his, you know, the attachment to his sons has been cut off. All the sons have been killed. So the time has done a lot. But still, there is something in his hands he can still do before times give the final blow, before everything goes out of his hand. Still, he can do something. So, the time factor is going to ultimately detach us from everything, including this body. But before that, if we can voluntarily detach ourselves and engage in Krishna service, that will be to so much of our credit. Otherwise, that is going to happen anyway. Like, just day before yesterday, Vaman Dwadashi? Yeah, day before yesterday. So, Bali Maharaj says, all the assets that I have will be taken up. I'll have to give it up at the time of death. Now that I have the opportunity to give them to a Brahmana, and you are saying he is the Supreme Lord, Vishnu himself. So I have this opportunity. Why do I not gain permanent credits, permanent wealth, spiritual wealth by giving temporary assets of this world? So therefore, the whatever we have, the assets, the body is temporary and we'll be forced to detach by the time. But if we can detach ourselves before the time detaches us, that means by engaged in Krishna service, engaged in Vaishnava service, then it becomes so much, we can gain so much. It becomes so much of our credit, spiritual credit. So therefore, now Dhritarashtra has almost lost everything. And Vidura is saying, look, when you are breathing, the ragas are coming out from your chest. Along with the kaf, the ragas being produced. So the time is already knocking on your door. Before that time, breaks the door. Right? He's already knocking. You get out from here and run towards Krishna and try to perfect your spiritual life. Your notice has already come. So in this way, in very strong words, Vidura is trying to shake up Dhritarashtra from his material attachment, from his slumber. And Prabhupada says that sadhus like Mahatma Vidura have been entrusted with this great responsibility, with this great task. In the purport, last line Prabhupada says, we can just imagine how responsible a task is entrusted to a sadhu like Mahatma Vidura. Means to wake up people who are blind to spiritual reality. So that's a great task Krishna entrusts to the saintly people, to the sadhus. So, today is the disappearance day of one of the greatest sadhu, one of the greatest saints of our sampradaya, that is Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. So, I'll speak, to honor him, I'll speak the glories of the holy name from the instruction of Prabhupada, from our acharyas. And then I'll speak briefly on the disappearance pastime also today. So, I'll begin with the words of Srila Prabhupada in this regard. So Prabhupada says, regarding chanting the holy names, he says, this chanting should go on. Instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and then no solutions, there should be chanting. So that means everything else will go on, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, but ultimately there will be no solution, But we should go on chanting, irrespective of what's going on in this world. Then I like to quote some of the Prabhupada disciples. Hiruna Jayapata Goswami Maharaj, he says, the ultimate goal of life, Krishna, can be obtained only by chanting the holy names. And then Maharaj says, the only currency to buy the holy name is our love and faith. Now this is the following statement by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. He says, the only purpose of human form of life is purification, as Rishabhdev also has described. And the only way to get purified is when Krishna is pleased with us. The only way to please Krishna is to please Guru. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadam. Only way to please Guru is to follow His instruction. And the only way by which we can get determination to follow Guru's instruction is to follow His first and foremost instruction, which is wake up early in the morning and chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Maharaj continue to say, this is the only process recommended in the 14 planetary systems to perfect our lives. So, we also read here that how Srila Prabhupada, he repeatedly emphasized that of all the instructions of the spiritual master, the most important is to chant the holy names. One guest once came and asked Srila Prabhupada, he said, when you chant the names of Krishna, does it go inside your heart? The question is, when you chant the name of Krishna, does that name go inside your heart? Prabhupada said, why not? When I call you rascal, stupid, does it go inside? And immediately, then Prabhupada himself answered. He said, yes, it goes inside and then you become angry. So why will the holy name not go inside? So, yes, the Lord's name does go inside the heart. But unfortunately, we do not receive that transcendental holy name. It is going inside the heart. We do not absorb it. Sarva shakti na medila koriya vibhag amara durdaiva name nahi anurag. So the second verse of Shastakam is rephrased that there is the holy name has all potency. It is going inside. It can bring transformation. It can give us a great joy of the heart. But amara durdaiva name nahi anurag. We are not receiving that holy name. Shanvanti gayanti gananti abhikshnasha. We are not able to get benefited by our own receptivity. So in this way, the Lord's name is all powerful, but we have to do our part of increasing the absorption, welcoming the holy name. How do we do that? How do we do that? So Prabhupada answered in one of his classes given in Hawaii on Bhag Srimad Bhagavatam 1.16.25. In that class, Prabhupada says, Anyone who will stop chanting, he'll be a victim of Maya. Always remember it. Therefore, we insist, please do not forget to chant at least 16 rounds. That is minimum. The maximum is 300,000. And there's a laughter. As Haridas Thakur used to do, Prabhupada says, 300,000, not impractical. Looking at the faces of devotees, he says, Prabhupada says, not impractical. But we cannot do that. Prabhupada said, we are, although it's not impractical, but somehow we are limited. So therefore, Prabhupada says, but we cannot do that. Even we cannot complete 16 rounds. We are so unfortunate. Again, Amara Durdhav. We are so unfortunate. But that does not mean because we are unfortunate, we shall give it up. And this is an important statement. Now, whatever the condition may be, Prabhupada says, we may be unfortunate, but we shall not give it up, he says. Then he says, try, three times. Try your best. Then life will become perfect. So therefore, we have to continue to try. Chanting the holy name of the Lord as better as possible. Try to improve the quality of chanting. So, we have to constantly try. So, two things. Always the success on the path of spiritual life will depend upon our try, our efforts, and Krishna's mercy. So, part of our effort is to that we continuously discuss about the glories of the holy name. We constantly hear the glories of the holy name. And we chant, try to chant as much as possible. And while doing that, we also continuously pray to Krishna to help us, right, for his mercy. So while we make our own endeavor, we also continuously pray to the Lord for his mercy. So there are a few beautiful quotes on the glory of the holy name. As I said, part of our attempt to keep us inspired, part of our attempt to try our best to chant, is that we continuously discuss the importance of chanting the holy name. So I'll read some quotes from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur regarding chanting the holy names. He says, Shri Krishna Naam Sankirtan is our only duty. This understanding is most auspicious. Then he says, if we chant the holy name loudly, then the temptation of laziness will not be able to swallow us up. Further, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, remain in this place and chant the holy name in a regular fashion. Read the Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu is particularly merciful to those who are humble in mind and who consider themselves incapable. So herein Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that particularly reading Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita will be helpful, because we will learn humility from Lord Chaitanya's own behavior. And Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is particularly the epitome of humility. So once that humility, we become humble in mind, then Mahaprabhu's particular mercy is there. And that will also give us a boost in our chanting the holy name of the Lord. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he says, I raise my hand and implore everyone. Basically, I speak to you in an imploring way. I have not read anywhere else in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, I raise my hands. Something like he is writing Chaitanya Charitamrita and keeps the pen down. And then he raises his hands. He says, I raise my hand and I request all the readers to Prabhu ra agya kar ei shloka acharan. He said, please follow this verse which is the instruction of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhu ra agya kar ei shloka acharan tabe to pai be Krishna pade prema dhan. You will very soon attain the treasure of love at the lotus feet of Krishna. What is that shloka? Tanadapi shunichena tarurivasahishuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari tinahaite nichahaya sadalabe naam apani nirabhimani anyadive man tarusam sahishnuta vaishnava karibe prasadatarane take kichuna badibe. So this is paraphrase in CC, the Tanadapi shunichena verse. So please follow this verse. So here in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also says, Mahaprabhu will be specially merciful and it will help us a lot in taking shelter of the holy name if we cultivate humility. And this is possible by reading Chaitanya Bhagavat and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then further, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, do not be preoccupied with the end result of chanting. Sometimes, you know, very eager when is the result of chanting coming. Sadashma saram hridayam batedam, when will my heart melt? When will the tears come and so on? Or when will I feel joy? When will my struggle ease out? And so on. So to answer this, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, do not be preoccupied with the end result of chanting. Rather, chant Krishna's names constantly with patience, tolerance and forbearance. The Lord will certainly not sit silently and do nothing. He says, surely there will be reciprocation. There is, but the acharyas are ensuring us. The Lord will not certainly sit silently and do nothing. Gaur Hari will certainly reward every practitioner according to the nature of his practice. So the Lord will reward, but we have to see that how much we put our effort in practicing the holy names. So these are some very beautiful instructions regarding the glories of the holy names of the Lord. I would like to, there is another beautiful song written by, at least the song book doesn't mention the name, so therefore I call it Anonymous Vaishnava. It just talks of that Kevalashtakam, Madhuram Madhure Bhyopi. So again a very beautiful glory question of the holy name. So if you have the Vaishnava song app in your mobile, you can please open it. And we'll just go through these stanzas. We'll sing one stanza and discuss a little bit and then sing the next stanza. So there are many beautiful instructions regarding the glories of the holy name in this particular bhajan. Take mridanga and play when we sing. Okay, so you can sing behind me. We'll sing one stanza, discuss, sing another stanza. That will take around 15 minutes or so. Madhuram madhurebhyopi mangalebhyopi mangalam madhuram madhurebhyopi mangalebhyopi mangalam pavanam pavanebhyopi hare nameva kevalam pavanam pavanebhyopi hare nameva kevalam. So I'll put this bhajan in the form of conversation. The author and there is a person whom the author is speaking to. So we'll be able to see a nice conversation, a nice flow that is happening. So the author is saying, Madhuram Madhure Bhyopi Mangale Bhyopi Mangalam. Chanting the holy name of the Lord is the sweetest of all the sweet things. It is most auspicious among all auspicious things. And it is most purifying among all purifying things. So that is the what the author is saying. So now the person who is listening to the author of the song, to this Vaishnava, he raises a question, how can you be so sure that he is the sweetest of all sweetest things? There are so many sweet things in this world, there are so many sweet chants in this world, the Sam Veda is filled with so many sweet chants and so on. Besides that, we say, sweet heart, sweet home. There are so many other things which are sweet in this world. How can you make a proposal that the holy name is the sweetest of all sweetest things? How can this proposal be made? In answer, the author sings speaks the verse 2. So we'll sing the verse 2, the answer to this question. Abrahma stambha paryantam sarvamayamayam jagat अब्रह्मा संभवर्यन्तम् सर्वमायामयं जगत् सत्यं सत्यं पुनः सत्यं हरे नामेव केवलम् सत्यं सत्यं पुनः सत्यं हरे नामेव केवलम् So yes, there could be many sweet things in this world, but all the so-called sweetness of this world is temporary. Abrahmasam paryantam sarva maya mayam jagat. It's all temporary world composed of the three gunas of maya. Everything is very flickering and thus it will go away. It will decay. Holy name alone is the supreme truth. Satyam, satyam, puna satyam. It is alone the supreme truth. Therefore, it is the sweetest of all sweetest things, the most auspicious and most purifying. So now the question is raised by a person. Do you mean, so satyam, satyam, puna satyam, you say holy name alone is the truth. Do you mean there is no other truth in this world? Do you mean the love between teachers, students, parents, children, the relationships, of this world, we want to say everything else is false, holy name alone is true. The author answers this question in the verse 3. Sa guru sa pita chapi sa mata bandhavo pisa guru sa pita chapi Samata bandhavo pisa Sikshayechet sadav smartum Harinameva kevalam Echet sadav smartum Harinameva kevalam So the author is saying, well, the relationship between teacher, student, parents, children, between friends, relatives, they are also not false if they are based upon the holy name. If the teacher is instructing the student to chant the holy name, if the parents are inspiring the children to chant the holy names, So those who are our friends and relatives, if they are wishing that we chant the holy name, if the relationship is centered on holy name, that is not false. So everything where the center is the holy name, that is the truth. So the holy name is the supreme truth, and anything centered around holy name is also the truth. Okay, so the person says, what you are saying is making sense to me. I am able to understand, I am able to register the point. So now I will think about it, and I will make some plan to chant the holy name. So the author speaks the next verse. Nishvase nahi vishvasa kadarudho bhavishyati Nishvase nahi vishvasa Kadarudho bhaveshyati Kirtaniya mato balya Harirnameva kevalam Kirtaniya mato balya Harirnameva kevalam So the author is saying, oh, you are saying you will make plan. When will you make plan? There is no vishwas that you will become nishwas. At any time, one will become nishwas. When will the breathing process stops? When the heart attack comes? No one knows. Therefore, when will you plan, sir? You should begin today. Sorry, now. Sorry should have begun long back. It's a long due. Say, Kirtaniya Mato Balyat. Long back you should have started, already late. Therefore, now you should chant the holy name of the Lord. Absolutely. So therefore, the urgency of taking up to chanting the holy name of the Lord is being emphasized. Okay, the person says, fine. Tell me, how will be I able to see God? Long standing question in my heart. When and how, where will I see God? Answer this question of mine. So many people ask this question. So the author says, oh sure. Next verse. Hari sadava setatra yatra bhagavajana. Hari sadava setatra yatra bhagavajana. Nayanti bhakti bhavena hare nameva kevalam. Ye bhakti bhavena hare nameva kevalam. So the author is saying, I am telling you the fastest way to see God, the quickest way. The Lord Himself says, I reside there where my devotees hear, sing and chant my glories. Hari sada vaset tatra yatra bhagavata jana gayanti bhakti bhavena hari nam eva kevalam. So go and join the Sankirtan party. Go and join, go to the place where the Lord's devotees are chanting the holy names. And you will be able to see God. You will see God through the ecstasy of their hearts. The ecstasy with the devotees feeling chanting the holy name. You will be able to perceive Krishna's presence. Go there. Okay, the person says, well, makes a lot of sense. I am getting convinced. But tell me one thing. If holy name is so valuable, as you have been describing, if it is so glorious, then why do people not take up to the chanting the holy name of the Lord? Why do people not embrace the holy name? The author answers that in the next verse. Aho dukkham maha dukkham dukkha dukkataram yata. Aho dukkham maha dukkham dukkha dukkataram yata. Kachartam vismritam ratna hare nameva kevalam. Kachartam vismritam ratna hare nameva kevalam. So author is saying, this is the saddest thing. Oh dukkham maha dukkham. Why do people not take up to the chanting the holy name, if the holy name is so glorious? Say, this is the saddest thing. This is the greatest unhappiness. This is the biggest calamity. That people consider this most precious jewel to be ordinary stone. Kachartham vismritam ratna. The most valuable jewel has been kept aside as if it is an ordinary piece of glass. This is the saddest thing. This is the greatest calamity. So, the person says, oh, I also really feel sad. So, what is the solution? How can we benefit this sad world? How we can take people out of this sad situation? What can we do? So, the author gives answer to that. Diyatam diyatam karno. Niyatam niyatam vacha. Niyatam karno. Niyatam niyatam vacha. Giyatam giyatam nityam hare nameva kevalam. So the author is saying, so the question is being raised, how can we save this world from this sad situation? Father is saying, therefore always hear, Diyatam, Diyatam Karno. Let the Holy Name enter your ears. Always sing, Niyatam, Niyatam Vacha. Right? Naturally one will feel the inspiration to sing. Giyatam, Giyatam Nityam. So always hear, chant and sing the Holy Name in great ecstasy. This will help you and this will help the whole world, both. So, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur used to also say that people in this world have made up their minds that they will talk, hear, chant, anything and everything except the talks about Krishna, except the name of Krishna. Therefore, I have also made up a mind that I will hear, chant and glorify the name of the Lord to them. So just like they have taken up, they are obstinate not to hear, chant and glorify, I am obstinate to always hear, chant and glorify the Supreme Lord. So therefore the author is saying, always hear, always chant, always glorify Krishna. This will benefit us, this will benefit the whole world. So the person says, well said. But I just feel that you are too obsessed with the holy names. Give some other piece of advice also. Apart from holy name, what can be done to benefit the world? I think enough of holy name. Say something else. So the author speaks the last stanza. Trini kritya jagat sarvam rajate sakalopari. Chidanandamayam shuddham harinameva kevalam. So author says, well, Trini kitte jagat sarvam, everything else is worthless like a piece of straw. I have nothing valuable to give you except the holy name, the Lord. Therefore, Hare Naam Eva Kevalam. So, I only emphasize the chant, the holy name. This alone will benefit you. This is the most auspicious, this is the sweetest of all, this most purifying activity. So, Ratiyolu Prabhu has also written a poem on the 8 stanzas. He has composed the English version. So, I am just reciting one of it. In all 14 worlds, only reality mainstay. Holy name alone, no other way. So, in this way, this is the teaching of all our Vaishnava Acharyas. Srila Bhaktivedanta Saragita, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who is the Peons Day we celebrated yesterday, he also says, Naam bina kishu nahi kuar, chauda bhuvan maje. There is nothing else worth taking shelter. There is no other reality beyond the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So, again and again, whatever I am speaking, this is my purpose is to remind myself that we need to repeatedly try to take shelter of the holy name of the Lord, become serious about chanting the holy names. Because the quality of our life depends upon the quality of sound vibration. If you see that whatever, it's not just spiritual life, even in material life. Why do people want to take admission in the higher universities, the better universities? Because there is a better quality sound vibration, better quality study, better quality sound vibration. So the quality of our life is directly proportional to the quality of our sound vibration. So the more we improve the quality of the chanting the holy names, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, the quality of sound vibration, to that degree will improve the quality of our spiritual life. I remember that I met one devotee. He is very successful businessman and very well to do. He has a very cooperative wife. He has children who are devotees. And when I was talking to him, he made one statement which made me very thoughtful. So I thought I'll just share with you all. So this is what he said. He said, actually, you know, from material point of view and even from spiritual point of view, from material point of view, I have everything desirable. You know, there is enough Krishna has given me. Even from spiritual point of view, I have nice association of devotees. I have a cooperative wife who also is initiated. I have children who are also devotees. But still I feel my life has been a waste. I said, how come, from which parameter you consider your life has been a waste? He said, Krishna has cheated me. He has given me everything, but he has kept the most secret jewel hidden. I do not have one iota of attraction toward chanting holy names. Everything else, whatever other parameters one may consider, or from all other parameters, I am successful in life. But I have not a lesha matra taste, not a iota of taste, not a iota of attraction I feel towards chanting the holy name of the Lord. So I feel I have been cheated. Or I have been cheating myself thinking that I am successful. So that made me quite introspective that we need to define the parameter, redefine the parameter of our success. That we really need to make, at least it's up to the Lord to give the taste or attraction for the holy name, but at least from our side we need to intensify our efforts. Otherwise we may be considering ourselves a success, but we may be a failure in life. So in this way, this is one of the most important parameters, whether we are successful in this life or not. So I am just reminded of the beautiful statement of Srila Haridas Thakur. Where the Muslim king summons him, he has been accused of being born in a Muslim family, but then not following his own religion. So he summoned, and the Muslim king just told him, what you have to just do is, you just tell in front of everyone. The Muslim king was actually very much impressed by Haridas Thakur. He didn't want to punish him. He said, I am under a lot of tremendous pressure from Qadi. If you just say that, okay, I will follow my religion, I will preach from my scriptures, just agree for the time being, at least kind of, you know, later you can do your own thing, later can be seen, but at least this emergency situation where I am forced to punish you can be evaded. Just say, fine, you know, I will not, just in front of everyone, I will not practice Hindu religion, I will practice my religion. And it's not that there is going to be CCTV cameras behind you and so on. So this matter will be settled immediately, out of court settlement, whatever. So matter will be settled, I will not have to punish you as such a saint. So you just say that, fine, you know. But Haridas Thakur says, khanda khanda hai dehe yai yadi pran, tabuta tabuta vadane na chadi behari naam. He says, even if my body is cut to pieces and my life here goes away, still I will not be able to give up the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. That means, even for a moment's sake, he just could not utter that he will give up chanting the holy name of the Lord. Right? And that he said, just say that now, and later you may do, may not do, kind of. There will be opportunities later, but if you just say that now, he could have avoided a lot of punishment. But he could not utter. That means his mind would not budge even for a moment. Even in thoughts, he could not give up the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. That was his attraction. So therefore, I am quoting this pastime that today we can actually beg for him. Today is disappearance day, and today there is an extra surge of mercy available. So today we can sincerely beg a drop of attraction, or at least a drop of determination, that we may continue to chant the holy name of the Lord. And we'll tremendously benefit from that. So, Srila Sanatana Goswami has glorified Namacharya Haridas Thakur by saying, आचार प्रचार न मेरा करा दुई कार्या तुमी सर्व गुरु तुमी जग तेरा आर्या. यू प्रैक्टिस द होली नेम एंड यू प्रीच द होली नेम एंड बोथ आर इन परफेक्ट सिंक. देयरफॉर यू आर मोस्ट वर्शिपेबल एंड यू आर द सुप्रीम इंस्ट्रक्टर ऑफ ऑल. सो ब्रीफली वी विल एज टुडे इज द डिसिप्लिनरी डे ऑफ नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर. सो ब्रीफली वी विल डिस्कस द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ हिज डिसअपीयरेंस from Chaitanya Charitamrit, Antalila chapter 11. So hoping that by remembering him, by remembering his disappearance, will attract a drop of his mercy and will make progress in our chanting the holy name of the Lord. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes, one day Govinda comes and Haridas Thakur is lying down and he is chanting the holy name of the Lord. When Govinda comes to Siddha Bakul, it's mentioned, Dekhe Haridas Thakur kari ache shayan, manda manda kari teche sankhya sankirtan. So he was lying down because he was quite sick that day. So although lying down, he was chanting the holy name of the Lord and he was also counting while chanting. So it was audible. It was, although he was softly chanting, but it was audible. Govinda could hear the chanting of the holy name of the Lord and he could also see him counting. Govinda kahe uth asi karaha bhojan, Haridas kahe aji karimulangan. Govinda has brought Mahaprasad. Lord Chaitanya would send daily Mahaprasad. So Govinda said, please get up, honor Mahaprasad of the Lord. Haridas Thakur said, today I am observing fasting. Govinda immediately opened up Vaishnava calendar app and checked that he probably thought I missed some fasting today. He said, no, today there is no fasting. Why are you fasting today? Today there is no recommended fasting. So what's the reason? So Haridas Thakur gives the reason for fasting. Sankhya kirtan pure nahi kemate khaiva, Mahaprasad ani ach kemate upekshiva. He said, I haven't completed my chanting 300,000 names. Therefore, how do I honor prasadam? Sankhya kirtan pure nahi kemate khaiva. If again Prabhupada says we cannot imitate, if anyone of us try to adopt this standard, many of us may be having directly dinner then, right? Or even dinner could be a very late dinner for us. So this was the standard of Haridas Thakur. Unless I complete my chanting, how will I honor prasad? That means he would take once a day only after completing his chanting. But he said, I cannot even neglect Mahaprasad. Therefore he found a way to keep his vow and also to honor Mahaprasad. So often in life there are contradictory statements or contradictory situations and one needs to balance. So therefore Haridas Thakur balanced it, that he may not give up his vow but he also should honor Mahaprasad. So therefore he took a very little bit of it. And then this news reached Mahaprabhu and Lord Chaitanya himself came next day. He came to know that Haridas Thakur didn't accept the prasadam yesterday, or he just honored a little bit, didn't had been fasting. So the Lord became concerned. He came the next day. Aradin Mahaprabhu Tarathai Aila Susta Ho Haridas Bali Tare Puchila. So Lord Chaitanya came next day and said, Haridas, are you well? Are you well? Susta Ho Haridas. And what does Haridas Thakur says? Sharira susta hai mor asusta buddhi man. He says, Haridas Thakur offered his obeisances and replied, my lord, my body is fit, but my mind is sick. Mahaprabhu said, what happened to your mind? What is the problem? And Haridas Thakur said, my lord, I cannot complete my rounds. Lord said, well, I think you have fulfilled the mission of your appearance. Why do you chant so many rounds, first of all? Right now, you have already you have become quite old. You have been chanting all throughout your life. You have delivered the whole world. You have made a significant impact. Now what you can do is, Ebe alpa sankhyakari kar sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya is telling, reduce the number of rounds. It could be very provoking situation for any one of us. Ebe alpa sankhyakari kar sankirtan. Haridas kahe shunamura satyadi vedan. So, Haridas Thakur, to this proposal, when the Lord says, you reduce chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Don't reduce the reading, Lord Chaitanya is telling. Right? Don't fast like this. You reduce the chanting. Haridas Thakur says, my Lord, I am very low, very fallen. Please do not put me in illusion in this way. Rather, Haridas Thakur says, please allow me to leave my body while I continue my vow. This is the special request of Haridas Thakur, which is, so therefore Haridas Thakur would prefer to give up his life rather than reduce or compromise his vow. That's another blessing we can actually try to aspire for, that whatever vow we have taken before our spiritual master, may we complete that vow till the last day of our life. So that is Haridas Thakur's determination, and that is his prayer to the Lord. My Lord, please do not ask me to reduce my chanting. Rather, let the my life here leave while I chant the holy name of the Lord, while I remain steadfast in my vow. And then he says, I have a heart, I have a desire, I am longing to be fulfilled. I have a desire which I am longing to be fulfilled. And he says, my Lord, please try to grant this desire. Within my heart, I can realize that very soon you will close your pastimes. I do not want to see your closing pastimes. Therefore, please allow me to leave before you. And while I continue to chant the holy name of the Lord. So Haridas Thakur makes a request. Hridaye dhari mu tomar kamala charana, nayane dekhi mu tomar chanda vadana. Jivai uchari mutomar Krishna Chaitanya Nama Aimat Mura Icha Charimu Parana. So my Lord, my desire is that may I hold your lotus feet on my heart while I see your beautiful face and while I chant your holy names. So three things he has asked for. I should hold your lotus feet on my heart. With my eyes I behold your lotus like face, and while with my tongue I chant your holy names. Let my life here pass in this situation. He says, my Lord, you are Bhaktavatsal. Bhaktavatsal Prabhu Tumi Mui Bhaktavas. You are very affectionate to devotees. You fulfill their desire. But I am not a devotee. I am Bhaktavas. I am a shadow devotee. I am an imitation devotee. This is how Haridas Thakur feels. One who is chanting 300,000 names daily, one who is not ready to compromise for a single day of the chanting, he feels he is a shadow devotee. He feels he is an imitation devotee. So, the humility of Haridas Thakur and the depth of his humility, the depth of his devotion is simply inconceivable for us. So, he says, my Lord, you are very affectionate towards the devotee, but I am an imitation devotee. But still, there is name devotee attached to me. Right? Imitation devotee, a shadow devotee. So still, I request you to fulfill my desire also. Okay? I have come into the association of devotees. Although I have not become a devotee, but still, I have some semblance of a devotee. So therefore, please fulfill my desire also. You are extremely merciful. So out of your causeless mercy, fulfill my desire. Lord says, whatever happiness I have, Haridas Thakur, is due to your association. Please think of me. Don't be so selfish. Thanks to Lord Chaitanya is telling Haridas Thakur, you don't be so selfish. My happiness is due to your association. Again, Haridas Thakur says, my Lord, do not create any illusion, please. I am like a small ant. If an ant dies, what difference it makes? To assist you, to give you happiness, there are so many great devotees who are like my Shiromani, whom I hold, their lotus feet I hold on my head. They are going to assist you in a pastime. Please do not create any illusion. A small insect will die. Doesn't make any difference. Right? There's no one puts it on the Facebook that insect has died. Or ant has died. No newspaper coverage. No one comes to know, absolutely. So Haridas Thakur says, it's not going to make any difference to the world if an insect like me dies. So Mahaprabhu said, okay, Haridas Thakur, he says, I'll come tomorrow. Mahaprabhu tells him. And then Mahaprabhu goes, he takes his bath, that is afternoon duties. And next day morning, Lord Chaitanya comes with all his senior most associates, senior most devotees. Prabhu kahe Haridas kaha samachar. Lord Chaitanya comes with all the devotees and says, Haridas, what is the news? Haridas kahe Prabhu ye kripa tomar. My Lord, I am simply waiting whatever mercy you will bestow upon me. Lord Chaitanya immediately started. Mahasankirtan is mentioned. In the courtyard of Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya started Sankirtan. Vakreshwar Pandit is dancing over there. Swarup Damodar Goswami is singing. And all the other devotees were singing in chorus. Not just that, they all formed a circle around Haridas Thakur and they began dancing and chanting. In that situation, Lord Chaitanya started glorifying Haridas Thakur. It's mentioned, Ramananda Sarvabhauma Sabare Agrete Haridasera Guna Prabhu Lagila Kahite. So while Ramanand Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Vakreshwar Pandit, all the devotees are present, Lord Chaitanya began glorifying Haridas Thakur. Haridase Ragun Kahite Prabhura Haila Panchamukh Kahite Kahite Prabhura Bade Mahasukh. So when the Lord is glorifying Haridas Thakur, it appeared he had five mouths. And as he is glorifying Haridas Thakur, the joy of his heart is constantly increasing. It knows no bound. Then, while the Lord is glorifying, he glorified Haridas Thakur and Haridas Thakur made Lord Chaitanya sit in front of him at that point of time, while all the devotees are chanting the holy names. Then he fixed his two eyes, which are like bumblebees, on the lotus-like face of the Lord. He held the Lord's lotus feet on his heart. Then he took the dust of all the Vaishnavas on his head. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shabda Balena Barabar Prabhu Mukha Madhuri Piye Netre Jaladhar. He started continuously chanting, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. And while he continuously drank the nectar of the Lord's lotus feet, tears were continuously flowing from his eyes. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shabda Karite Uccharan Name Rasahit Prana Kaila Utkraman. So, while Srila Haridas Thakur was saying, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, while the name of Shri Krishna Chaitanya is coming out, the life here came along with the name. Name Rasahit Prana Haila Utkraman. So, all the devotees, they remembered Haridas Thakur has left his body just like the great general Bhishma, Ichhamrityu. Whenever he desired, he could leave. Similarly, Haridas Thakur has also left his body. Then the Lord Chaitanya, he held the body of Haridas Thakur and he began to dance in the courtyard. And such was his ecstasy that the Lord Chaitanya increased the tempo of his dancing while the devotees were chanting the holy name of the Lord. He is not ready to keep the body aside. So Swarup Damodar Goswami intervened and said, "My Lord, we should perform the last rites." So therefore, a nice palanquin in the shape of a viman, it's mentioned, a nice carrier was made, and Haridas Thakur body was put over that. All the devotees, they took Haridas Thakur on that palanquin to the ocean, the shore of the ocean. Then Lord Chaitanya, he bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in that ocean, and he declared that today this ocean has become the holy Tirtha, like Mother Ganges. It's even rather more purifying than Mother Ganges. So therefore, all the devotees, they take bath in the ocean. And everyone started drinking the ocean water as asaman, right? It's very salty. But all the devotees started drinking the ocean water because Lord Chaitanya just declared this ocean has bathed. The whole ocean is Charanamrita of Haridas Thakur, as per Lord Chaitanya. So therefore, we should sprinkle, drink the Charanamrita over there. All the devotees did that. Then Lord Jagannath, many kind of remnants like silken ropes, sandalwood pulp, cloth, food remnants are placed on the body of Haridas Thakur. All the devotees circumambulated his body. All the devotees chanted. All the devotees then offered the sand over his body, and thus Haridas Thakur body was given samadhi. Again Lord Chaitanya chanting and dancing, he again began chanting and dancing kirtan, and while doing that he came to Simadwar, and in Simadwar the Lord, he said, "I want to hold a feast in the honor of Haridas Thakur disappearance," and with his own outer cloth he started begging all the shopkeepers of Anand Bazar, and all the shopkeepers seeing Lord Chaitanya is begging, when we'll get the opportunity to give him, they started take everything we have. And everyone started coming forth. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami said, "My Lord, I'll organize. We don't need so much." Right? So he said, "I would like all shopkeepers to give four hands of every item." Right? And one hand is big quantity. So the all the shopkeepers contributed, and Haridas Thakur organized. And Kashi Mishra also sent a lot of other Mahaprasad. So then all the devotees are, Lord Chaitanya said, "I want to personally serve." He wants to hold a festival, a feast. And then Lord Chaitanya began personally serving all the devotees. Sabha Vaishnave Prabhu Vasaila Sari Sari. All the devotees are sitting in rows. Apane Pariveshe Prabhu Laya Jana Chari. So four people along with Lord Chaitanya began serving. Mahaprabhu Shri Haste Alpana Aise Ek Ek Pate Panch Janar Bhakshya Pariveshe. So Mahaprabhu is Maha, his mercy is Maha, right? Whatever he does, Maha Sankirtan, his Sankirtan is Maha, his hand is also Maha. So when he was serving with the hand, you've seen the hands of Jagannath Puri Pandas, in one serving, they can serve what five people can eat. And Mahaprabhu especially is mentioned that in one serving with his big hand, he served what was sufficient for five people at that point of time. Now it could be 25. Right? City people. So what five people could eat? Such huge serving, Mahaprabhu is serving. No one is saying no. The Mahaprabhu is in Avesh. He will also give appetite and digestive power. And no one will face indigestion by Lord's mercy. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya personally in great ecstasy is serving all the devotees, all the items in huge quantity. And then all the devotees, Swarup Damodar said, "My Lord, you have to sit down and start honoring prasadam. Till then, no Vaishnava will eat." So then Swarup Damodar Goswami made Mahaprabhu sit down and honor the prasadam. And then all the Vaishnavas began honoring prasadam. Then after the prasadam feast, Lord Chaitanya was in so much ecstasy, he began giving benedictions to all the devotees. What did he say? प्रेमाविष्ट हैया प्रभु करेन वरदान शुनि भक्त गणेरा जुड़ाए मनस्काम. So Lord Chaitanya started giving benediction. Hearing those benedictions of Lord Chaitanya, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. So we are just coming to the end, last few minutes. Lord Chaitanya is giving the benediction of participating in Haridas Thakur Vijay Utsav. So he is saying, in great ecstasy the Lord is saying, today, anyone who took darshan of Haridas Thakur, anyone who chanted, anyone who sang the kirtan, anyone who danced, anyone who gave the sand over his body, or anyone who has honored the Mahaprasad or participated in any way, achire hai veta sabar Krishna prapti Hari Das Darshane Hai Aiche Shakti, anyone who has also heard this pastime. So therefore, Achire Haibe Savar Krishna Prapti, those who have participated in this, the festival of victory of Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur Vijayotsav, that person will very soon attain the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the power of Srila Haridas Thakur. And the Lord Chaitanya made all the devotees chant Jai Jai Haridas. So let's recite this verse which Lord Chaitanya made all the devotees chant Jai Jai Haridas, and we will end the narration with that. Jai Jai Haridas Bali Kar Haridhwani. Jai Jai Haridas Bali Kar Haridhwani. एत बलि महाप्रभु नाचे न अपनी. So Lord Chaitanya is chanting Jai Jai Haridas. He is asking all the devotees to chant Jai Jai Haridas, and again Lord Chaitanya began to dance. सबे गाए जय 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 हरिदास. सबे गाए जय 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 हरिदास. नामे राम महिमा यहा करिला प्रकाश. नामे राम महिमा यहा करिला प्रकाश. So all the devotees began to chant Jai 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 Haridas. All glories, all glories, all glories to Srila Haridas Thakur. It is he who has revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. In this way, Lord Chaitanya, in great ecstasy, with great upsurging joy within his heart, he gave the benediction to all the devotees, and he concluded this wonderful festival of disappearance of Srila Haridas Thakur. So we pray at the lotus feet of Srila Haridas Thakur for a drop of his mercy, so that we may overcome our offenses and we may also follow his footsteps and take shelter of the holy name. We may have determination to go on chanting the holy names as instructed by Srila Prabhupada and our Vaishnavacharyas. Jai Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Srila Haridas Thakur Tirubhav Maha Mahotsav ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Jai Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.